And Sovereign Award in front from Dame Gisella. In third position on the outside is Rillamin Ruby. Vangelic locked up, followed by Sweet Deal. Mezzi hitting the line well. Further back to Subpoenaed Cronin. Ice Bath in a bit of traffic. Mezzi takes the lead of the 200 from Dame Gisella. Crone's getting a split. Mezzi in front of the 100. Crone goes up the inside and Crone takes the lead in the Coolmore. Crone draws clear now from Mezzi. It's a Queensland victory. Crone beat Mezzi. Dame Gisella third. Vangelic next, then All Saints Eve and Ice Bath. Further back to
third win in a row for Crone. This one a valuable Group One for her connections. And trainer Tony Golan, he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Tony.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
She's been going around at pretty decent odds in races. Obviously, she's racing at the elite level yesterday. Does it surprise you that she's been going around at such good odds for those that have stuck with her?
Yeah, well, Maggie Means Day didn't surprise me. I was having a bit of a funny summer with her. She just things weren't going right on the really summer tracks up there, and I knew she was going well, and even Magic Means Day, I drew really wide, and I guess that's why she had the big odds there, and you know, she got a great ride, and she really hit form, and when we got to Sydney on the soft track, I was a little bit sort of amused that she was as good a price as what she was, and then yesterday, I guess, when the track firmed up to a good three, I guess people sort of dismissed her a bit because her record's so good on soft ground, and I must admit, I was probably pretty nervous myself on the firm ground yesterday.
Inside barrier for a horse that does do a bit of ducking and weaving during her career. How did you see the race shaping up?
Yeah, very similar to how it ran, to be honest. I was really keen on the inside draw. It wouldn't have bothered me if it was wet and I was still in there. She's the sort of mare that you've got to ride for a bit of luck. She's got a really short, sharp sprint. And if you can just suck up behind them and probe your way through and the runs happen to come, you know she's always going to be going well enough and she's brave enough to take them. So that's how she's, you know, races best. I think she wins them good races. She won't win them, you know, sitting back in the circle in fields. That's not her go, and that's not sort of how she likes to race. So, One Alley was a big advantage yesterday, and I think they've done the job that and a fantastic ride by Tim Clark.
Started her career with Darren Weir, then to Mick Price and the Michael Kent Jr. partnership, then to you. How did she come to get to your stable?
I don't really know, to be perfectly honest. I got a phone call one day from Mitho and said, I think the guys from Roll the Dice might give you a call to train this mare for the winter. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, Mark Young had a bit to do with it as well. And he'd be able to give you a bit of advice. And I got a call from Steve at Roll the Dice and asked me if I'd train her. I said, yeah, sure. And spoke to Mark Young, got a bit of advice on what I should do and shouldn't do with her. And I guess the rest is history. She was coming to me for the last winter and then she was going to the Broodmare Sale. And she was coming along pretty well. And she was a little bit luckless, to be honest. And they asked me if I wanted to go again with her towards the mare's race at the Gold Coast, and I felt that she had still a good attitude for racing. She didn't, you know, seem like a brood mare to me, and so we had to have a throw at the stumps there, and that worked out, and now we're here. So it was a funny story, but I'm bloody glad they chose me.
No doubt, and with some lucrative options, I suppose, in the weeks and up to a month or so ahead, what are you likely to do with her?
Yeah, well, look, before yesterday, I was pretty keen on going to the Emancipation in a fortnight. I mean, obviously, just see how she pulls up and how she does. But it was a set weight and penalties, and it looked as though she'd get in okay. Yesterday's Group 1 changes out of touch. And then, obviously, we've got a nom for the Coolmore Legacy, the big Group 1 mile weight race for the mares at the championships. And a mile's a trip that she hasn't won at high level, but she's raced really well with limited opportunities. And I don't think she's probably ever gone to the mile going as good as what she's going now. So there's two options there now in the next fortnight. If I want to go that way, I could just go a month between runs for the Coolmore Legacy. I'll just see how she is over the next sort of week or 10 days.
Early signs with that run on firm ground yesterday, how she looked like she's come through?
Yeah, I'm not in Sydney, I'm back, but I got a message pretty early this morning from Adrian Gray, who's looking after her down there, and she actually licked the tin hat last night, which she's really tough, this horse. I mean, you can see the way she races. She likes to race tough. She takes runs. You know, she puts herself in there. And so she pulled out really well, which surprised me. I thought she could have been a little bit ouchy and a bit jarry, but we normally send her to the treadmill and the grass paddock for sort of, you know, 4 or 5 days after she races to help her recover. And I won't sort of change that routine. So I'll go and have a look at her on Thursday afternoon and probably make some decisions then. But the early signs are really good.
Winner at the Gold Coast on the Saturday main program yesterday, heading to the Sunshine Coast with just the one runner today, Toucan Sam in race three. Any expectation there?
He'll run top three. Going up to his right trip now, he muffs back on. He'll run top three. no star old Sam, but he's going the right race to run well, and he'll get a good run from Maloney just behind the speed.
Congratulations on yesterday, Tony, and no doubt some very excited connections. The first Group 1 for the Roll the Dice Syndicate Group, and heading into having Profiteer and the Golden Slipper. Could be some exciting times ahead for that company, and great to see your association with them.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. They've been awesome to train for, and I hope I keep getting plenty of horses off them.